Steve Gruber is America's voice.
Go, go, go for the moon. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on.
Here's something for you. I want to share this with you because it kind of goes into a lot of what we talk about here, and that is the erosion of standards and the erosion of bedrock principles. We see it all the time. We see the attacks on the First and Second Amendment and the Constitution in general. We see the attack on unreasonable laws, the institution of government and laws being ignored altogether on occasion because there are no standards whatsoever. And people, I don't want to follow that rule. I only want to follow the rules I like. You know, I mean, we see that all the time. And with that in mind, I come to this next story that has blown up the internet. And I want you to weigh in on this because I'm curious as to how you feel about this. You can drop me a line at SteveGruber.com, SteveGruber.com, the place to go to drop me a line. Go to the comments section there and send one over. On occasion, we open up the Common Sense Hotline at 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, anywhere in America or around the world, you're welcome to call. A Baltimore restaurant under fire before it's even opened its doors. Why? This restaurant had the nerve to put up a dress code on the outside of its building for all to see. The image appeared on social media showing the establishment's dress code. Some users complained that it was racist, this dress code. Here are some of the things that the dress code at the restaurant called the Chop Tank, opening soon in Baltimore. The photo says items like excessively baggy clothing, athletic attire, jerseys, brimless headgear, and backwards and sideways hats are prohibited. Dress-coded sign at the new Chop Tank restaurant in Fells, which is an area of Baltimore, of course. And there were some other things on there as far as decorum and what you should be able to wear. There it is, the Chop Tank in Baltimore. Our policy is no different than countless other bars in Fells Point, Federal Hill, and many other bar restaurants around Maryland, including Secrets and Tiki Lee's, that are all posted on their websites. But you see, here it is. We're going to scream racism if they say no slobs allowed. Don't show up looking like your pants are baggy and don't have shirts that hang down to your knees. That's also on there. Don't show up with your hat on sideways. And they didn't want to see a bunch of visible tattoos. At least that was one of the restaurants cited here. The most prominent nightclub in Baltimore, Secret Lounge, Select Lounge, that is, has a stricter dress code than that. Baltimore City schools have a similar dress code as well, but the internet has gone crazy, calling the restaurant racist, calling them out, saying, you're targeting African-Americans and we'll never go there. Well, then I guess you'll never go there. Because here's the deal. Having standards, having a dress code is perfectly fine. If they want to run their establishment and they want to create a certain atmosphere that doesn't include, you know, baggy clothes and athletic gear and, you know, basketball jerseys, if they want to go out and say have a nice suit coat on and a nice shirt and a nice blouse and nice shoes and you want to be in an atmosphere that reflects that, there's nothing wrong with that. Listen, if you don't like the dress code, eat somewhere else. It's not a big deal. Just go somewhere else. But, of course, the social media justice warriors can't do that. They have to attack the restaurant, make accusations of racism. But I appreciate the fact that the Chop Tank is holding its ground, not giving in to these bullies, actually, not giving in at all. The Chop Tank issuing some statements back saying, this is what we're going to do. You don't have to like it, but this is what we're doing. And if you don't like it, basically, you don't have to come here. That's my paraphrasing of the Chop Tank. Now, they've revised their dress code some. It's a classic fish and chop house, but they have modified their dress code just slightly to make it a little less demanding. The original, as I mentioned, said excessive baggy clothing and accessories that some interpret as excluding black patrons. Additionally, a note warned that management could enforce these policies within its discretion, which of course they can. No shirt, no shoes, no service. The owner said that people probably read into it wrong, referring to allegations that the dress code at Chop Tank, which opens today, was meant to exclude black people. He said that could not be any further from the truth. Atlas Properties. Similar dress codes exist in all of these restaurants, like Uzo Bay. There are plenty of black folks that eat there, said the owner. But they've given in a little bit. We'll see what the final dress code comes back as. But there's nothing wrong with having standards. There's nothing wrong with going to a place that has a dress code. Certain restaurants, you know, if you go, if you don't have a jacket, they provide one for you. This exists in the world, if you're unaware. People prefer to have restaurants that are nice restaurants to remain that way. If you're going to celebrate your anniversary or a special occasion or your birthday, whatever it may be, and you want to go to a nice restaurant, you expect people to conduct themselves in a certain way. Nothing wrong with that. It's just so predictable today that anybody that has a standard about anything, oh, it's racism. Hey, you don't let me dress like a bum. I can't be a slob and come into your restaurant and look like I just rolled off a garbage truck. Yeah, you're a racist. I mean, come on. If I'm going to go spend $100 or more on a meal for me and my wife, then I think that it's okay that I go to a place that has standards. And I hope those standards are pretty high, because when I go, I want the food to be good too. If I'm going to pay for a restaurant, you're going to be dressed nicely. I want the food to be good too. It's not so much to ask. All right. That's my thought. What are yours? Go to stevegruber.com. Drop me a note about standards and dress codes and what you make of it. Is it racist, or is that just reactionary from those on the left? We'll be right back.
Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me, it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this